First John chapter 4, verses 7 to 11. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Of all the divine characteristics of God that we learn about in the Bible, which is God's holy word, none exercises the human heart more positively, nor reaches the needs of humankind deeper than the love of God. The love of God is beyond measure. One may ask the question, whom does God love? The first answer that comes to mind is to be found in John chapter 3, verse 16, which reads, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So we see that God loves the world, but we also see that he loves his Son. Every time the voice from heaven witnessed to the fact that Jesus was the Christ, it spoke of him as my beloved Son. Jesus himself referred to the love of the Father for him. He also made it clear that whoever loves him shall be loved by his Father. On three occasions, Jesus compared God's love for the disciples with his love for the Son. In John chapter 17, verse 23, we read, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. God's great love for his spiritual children is seen in the way he refers to them as his sons. This is a privilege enjoyed when we believe and receive Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. But Jesus also went a step further when he taught us to love our enemies. This teaching shocked the religious scholars of his day. God loves the world, Jew and Gentile alike. In fact, every human being, irrespective of his ethnic origin or moral character. In 2 Peter 3, verse 9, we read, God is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Today, as we witness man's inhumanity to man, and the outcry against injustice around the world during these very difficult times, let us imagine what our world would be like if each of us understood the depth of God's love for us and how that understanding could help us to live together harmoniously. Please join us next week.